Everybody wants AI hosts that can speak more naturally, fine. I think the deeper test is whether they can listen naturally because a believable panel is not just a sequence of good turns. It is a sequence of reactions, a little right at the right time, a quick laugh when something lands, a cut-in that tightens the point instead of wrecking it, a recovery beat after somebody gets stepped on. If those things are missing, the whole show starts sounding like intelligent people trapped in separate soundproof boxes.
That is exactly the right frame. The failure mode is not only robotic diction. It is non-contingent dialogue. One host finishes. Another host begins. Nobody acknowledges, redirects, softens, or pressures the exchange in real time. You lose the sense that one mind is adapting to another, and once that contingent layer disappears, the audience notices it as deadness, even if they can't name why.
Which is funny because humans don't need a lot of reaction to read a room. A tiny mm-hmm can tell you somebody is with you. A half laugh can tell you the joke landed. A no, wait can tell you the other person is taking the floor for real. The cues are small. The social meaning is huge.
No, that's exactly the thing. People keep asking for a smoother voice output when what they really want is interpretable friction. I don't need a host to sound flawless. I need the listener to understand what just happened socially. Was that interruption supportive? Competitive? Playful? Was that laugh release or dismissal? Did the room recover? Those are the real quality questions.
And the architecture has to protect clarity while doing it. If the overlap wipes out the noun that matters, you lose. If the back channel comes too often, it feels synthetic. If the recovery takes too long, the whole exchange tips into confusion. So yes, I want livelier panels, but only with intelligibility guardrails.
That is why I like the new direction. It treats conversation as choreography instead of just text plus voice settings. Floor state, overlap mode, back channel slots, laugh cues, recovery shape, those are the pieces that make a panel feel inhabited, and they matter most during long explanations. Because that is where a dead room becomes obvious fact.
Exactly. A long explanation with zero acknowledgement sounds like a hostage video with citations. A long explanation with one tiny write, one quick laugh release, and one clean cut-in suddenly sounds like somebody is actually in the room.
Right? But the distinction is that those reactions must be earned. If the system sprinkles them in mechanically, it will sound even faker than silence. The timing has to come from the structure of the thought, not a random decoration layer.
Agreed. Human-sounding audio is not more noise. It is better-timed social meaning. That is the whole game. If the panel can signal listening while keeping the argument legible, nekol kostana stad den enzrusters, people stop hearing a synthetic performance and start hearing a real exchange.
So here is the takeaway. The next generation of AI podcasts will not win because the hosts talk prettier. They will win because the hosts react better. That is what makes a panel feel alive.